Today, the ALRB officially certifies the Gorawan Farm employee no union ballot vote, which occurred on September 18th in Fresno. Jesse Rojas is spokesman for PIC Justice, which advocates for the 99% of the farm workers in the state of California and their right to choose whether or not to be represented by the UFW union. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Jesse.
Patrick, it's great to be with you.
Well, Jesse, another historic day for the Gorawan farm workers.
Yes, we are very thrilled and excited that not only was last week on September 18 a historic day where the ballots of thousands of Gorawan workers were counted after 5 hours of counting and a 5-1 huge margin of victory of a big no union decision by the Gorawan workers. Now today, September 27, 2018, over a week later, those results are finally certified and final by the ALRB.
So Jesse, what does all this mean?
That means it is official. The thousands of Gorawan workers are union free. They officially have gotten rid of and decertified the United Farm Workers as their representative.
Well, it's interesting. Even though ALRB certified that historic vote, they still mentioned some wrongdoing by the employer.
I think it's incredible when you read the decision from the ALRB where they still talk about every supposed allegation of the employer and other groups trying to affect the outcome of the election. They mention every single charge or supposed allegation, but yet at the end, they are very clear that they found that that supposed wrongdoing did not affect the free choice and the outcome of the election, did not taint the decision of the workers of what they wanted. So it's incredible that they still found the employer, Gorawan Farming, guilty, according to them, of such violations. But none of those, now after 5 years, they're admitting to it, affected the outcome of the election. And why not? Because it was overwhelmingly a victory against the UFW. There were so many no union votes, you cannot hide it.
Jesse, another historic day for the farm workers in California. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Actually, thank you and Lori for all the great work you do and the ethical journalism.